Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, your host for the hour. My buddy Brian Kelly is out improving some signal quality, getting some stronger electricity. Believe. Hopefully he's not shocking himself or anything like that. Stronger power, I know, that's what it is. And I believe that all has to do with electricity, but he is out at the towers being an incredible human that he is. So I am joined by Evan on the board today. Evan, appreciate you helping out with a little production support. Say hello to the people, Evan.
Hello, people.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness, it's so bright. It's so bright out here.
Yeah, it's a little bit earlier in the day for you, but appreciate you coming in and helping filling out on the board. And folks, you are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. We're holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios. You're also listening to this fine programming on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Want to thank our new lead-in out at the Shaw, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, just wrapping up her show, second show of Kristen's tenure here at the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. So Kristen, appreciate all the work you're doing, the fine programming we just had there from noon to two on the Shaw, as well as Tom Hartman. I don't think he's listening, but maybe Tom Hartman's listening out on the West Coast where he is. But you can join the conversation at any time, 844-967-2789. And I'm really excited because I am joined by a friend that I have not talked to here on the airwaves for a little while. I took a week absence myself when I was on vacation. And so it's been a little while since we've had him on the show. But Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area is joining us this afternoon, talking some Wisconsin headlines and dissecting some of the news of the day. So, Dan, how you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Luke. I am doing well.
Good. Glad to hear it, man. Unfortunately, we didn't get you to both of the Cubs Brewers games this week to have the same outcome as Monday's game last night. But glad that you're here on the airwaves to me instead of at AmFam Field. Hopefully, we can get a Brewers win this afternoon, though, too.
Yeah, let's hope so. I was there for the July 4th game when they got the walk-off. That was pretty exciting.
And you didn't leave early.
I haven't seen a walk-off. I don't know if ever at the ballpark, and I did not leave early. I stuck around.
Good. Glad to hear it. Now, that was the first ever walk-off for the Brewers, too, on the 4th of July, so it was some history made that you got to encounter. Not only was it your first walk-off, it was the crew's first walk-off on Independence Day.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, so hoping for a good game as well today. But, Dan, I wanted to have you on to dissect some of the headlines, and one of the first ones that we're going to get to maybe a little bit later, but I do want to let people know. Kevin Nicholson dropped out of the race. So Dan and I are going to dive into that a little bit later. That was the news I thought was going to be breaking today, Dan. But instead, we find out now the Lake County Sheriff's Office is reporting, and that is from Illinois. The Lake County Sheriff's Office is the agency investigating the Highland shooter that shot up, I believe, 70 rounds into an Independence Day parade on Monday and fled the scene. Killed seven is the total body count now from the shooting. Injured more than 30 at the Highland Park parade. But after that shooting, there was a manhunt that began to look for the shooter. And apparently, Dan, he traveled all the way up here to the Madison area, blocks from where I am doing this show today, on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin, a little bit farther down the same street in Middleton, it seems like, was where his phone was recovered. But the shooter traveled to Madison with what it seems to be the anticipation of committing a second mass shooting in the same day, and didn't have enough planning or preparation, apparently, for the attack, and decided against it, traveled back to Illinois, and was apprehended when somebody that recognized his car called it into the authorities. And I got to find this pretty shocking, Dan, but I'd like to hear what your reaction is to the news that the Highland Park shooter traveled up here to Wisconsin and traveled back before being apprehended. What are your thoughts on this situation and this developing story?
Yeah, it's certainly a terrifying prospect of what could have happened. Obviously, what happened in Highland Park was beyond terrible, and to think that, you know, it could have been the start of something larger is just awful. I'm seeing the reports come out over the last couple hours too about the seriously contemplated, I think was the line that law enforcement were sharing with media. They seriously contemplated a second attack. It's just you can't even wrap your head around, what could have happened.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I think for lack of a better word, it's terrifying, and it's news that when the news came out on Monday morning that the parade shooting occurred, and you know everybody's going to the parades for Independence Day. Yeah, that's just standard for a lot of families. You go out and you set up the lawn chairs and you enjoy the parade, and it's a holiday tradition for a lot of Wisconsinites, but a lot of people across the country. And now that is one more scene that I believe going forward, a lot of people are going to have in the back of their mind of, could that happen here? Could that happen at this parade route? And then today's news strikes it even closer to home for Wisconsinites and Madison area residents, because the shooter traveled 2.5 hours from Highland Park, Illinois, to Madison. And as you said, Dan, the authorities are saying highly contemplated committing a second act of terror that day. And I guess, Dan, what is the line that we're going to have to cross to have our elected officials do something about this? Because this tragedy was very close to happening. It was the individual decided not to. He had a loaded weapon. He had already committed an act of violence earlier that day and was seriously contemplating doing it again. And the only thing stopping it was because he chose not to, I guess. But it's very troubling to hear these reports, and there's not going to be anything done about it.
Yeah, I think that's, I think a lot of people have been really discouraged about the response to the shootings in Texas and now the shooting in Illinois. This comes close to home for a lot of people. Like you said, you're close to it where you are in Madison. I just think it just is a reminder of the urgency of doing something about this. And I think, the Governor Pritzker in Illinois had some, more pointed comments in his response than maybe we've seen with some of the national leaders. Like, he really focused on the weapons of war, on the type of, weapons that this individual used in his attack. I think that's the type of thing that we need to hear more of.
Yeah, and there were comments out of Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. He posted a statement online earlier today condemning exactly that, saying that the reports that the shooter traveled to the Madison area and made the choice to leave, but still was here contemplating more acts of violence, and the fact of the matter is that if we're not addressing the reason why the United States is the outlier when it comes to gun violence, being the fact that we have so many more guns than even people here in this country, is a problem in itself. That we are not addressing, this will continue to happen because we are not addressing the root of the cause. Mm-hmm. The fact that these weapons of war are out there, and in such large quantities is a huge problem. But one of the statements that I saw that really caught my eye is from State Senator Melissa Agard. She put out a statement earlier today. And really, I think it sums up not only the fact that there's a lot of these weapons of war out there, but also the inaction that we've seen to address this problem. And so the senator said, resorting to only thoughts and prayers right now is unacceptable. Americans are not safe. Wisconsinites are not safe. To hear from the alleged Highland Park shooter that he, quote, seriously contemplated attacking a similar celebration in Madison is absolutely terrifying. She goes on and she cites a lot of statistics as well, Dan. And one of them is that she's talking about gun violence reform is not controversial in Wisconsin. According to the June 2022 Marquette Law School poll, 81% of Wisconsinites support red flag laws and 79% support mandatory background checks for gun purchases at gun shows and through private sales. And that is one of the other shocking details of this story, Dan. The individual was cited for making comments and having weapons in 2019. And still was able to purchase these weapons legally. He was a law-abiding citizen until he pulled the trigger and opened fired into a parade in Highland Park, Illinois. And
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and some of the reports that I'd seen about that too, it sounded like the shooter's father was involved in kind of exploiting a certain loophole that enabled him to purchase those guns legally. So it's, you know, it just goes to show there's always these different loopholes that, you know, these bad actors are going to exploit. And I think, you know, the more active our government is in responding to closing those loopholes and having a well-regulated, to use the Second Amendment term, a well-regulated mm-hmm. system around firearms, I think is the type of direction that we need to take. And you mentioned State Senator Agard. I did a story with her a couple of years ago when Governor Evers called the special session about gun violence prevention and about the universal background check rule and the red flag rule that she mentioned in the release today as well. And, you know, these are the types of things that was kind of the first high profile gavel in, gavel out that we've seen so many times since then.
Yeah, but I believe almost a dozen times since.
Right, and I think that was kind of the set the tone for what was to come, and those are the types of things that, you know, just are really indicative of the fact that the systems and the way things work with our government in Wisconsin is not helping things. So I think, you know, our legislators,
folks,
are on
you are listening to Dueling Tangents. Sorry, Dan, I got to cut you off. This is my guest, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. We're going to a quick break, but we will be right back with another segment with Dan Schaefer. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.